7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and it's time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez and Jerry Nachman will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So please take that to heart and join us here. That number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, the number to join us with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. We'll be discussing and giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, Broadway, and just about everything else. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Our lines are pretty much open right now. If you give us a call, we'll get you on as soon as possible. If you wait till toward the end of the show, sometimes it does get a little busy, so give us a call as soon as you can. 415-841-4134. I do want to remind you of our email address. No surprise, it is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear us online, you can do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of the show, to my knowledge, they've cleared up any problems with that, and that should be available at kalw.org as well, along with some other places, possibly, like iTunes. I don't know. We'll see. That being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions, and since it's just the two of us tonight, it won't take very long. Jerry Nachman is proud to learn that his unwashed car and brown lawn now qualify him as a public-spirited anti-drought crusader. Though I'm glad to hear, I'm glad to know that you're still taking a bath now and then.
A shower. With Brazil coming in a poor fourth in the World Cup, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is grateful for one thing. Thank goodness Carmen Miranda wasn't around to see their humiliation.
That's right. So that being said, we'll start with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. What are the 10 highest earning musical biopics of all time? They're talking financial earnings.
All right. But they have to be about a
musician.
A musician, okay. Oh. All right. Let's see. Well, it's not going to be anything like Gus Kahn and I'll See You in My Dreams.
No.
I'm pretty sure about that. And it's not Doris Day and Love Me or Leave Me. I have to think about that. That's sort of...
Most of them are pretty contemporary. Not meaning today, but going back 15 years.
Like that Ray Charles one?
Ray, number three.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
All right. We have to think about that, I guess.
Okay.
And, yeah. All right. Leave that out. Anyway, why don't you repeat the question, Jerry?
What are the top 10 musical biopics of all times in terms of earnings?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I'm in Union City.
Hello.
I have a couple questions.
All right.
My first one is, record producer Phil Spector guest star on what sitcom?
He did what?
Phil Spector guest starred on what?
He guest starred on what sitcom?
You mean once or was he a regular?
He was once.
Oh, well. Could be anything.
Yeah.
Cheers?
Nope, it was from the 60s.
From the 60s, yeah. Oh. Was it something that was on for a while or...
It was on the air for 5 seasons.
I doubt if it was the Andy Griffith Show.
Does it have anything to do with anybody, a regular on the show, singing a song?
No, it had something with him trying to fill out a rock group.
Okay, so
would it be Happy Days.
No, I said 60s. Happy Days was in the 70s.
How about the Flintstones?
Nope. I'll give you a clue. The character's the name of the sitcom has the character's name in it. The lead character.
All right. Jeez. Gosh, 5 years, too. No, I don't know.
Oh, here's one clue. One of the stars of the show went on to become a star on a soap opera in the 80s.
Well,
that makes it harder.
No, because I never watched soap operas. No, we don't know. I'm sorry.
It was I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, he played a character called Steve Davis, except that when Barbara Eden met him at his office, he called him by his real name.
All right. What's your other question?
What Italian audio manufacturer copyrights their designs with their coach builder, Pininfarina?
So what Italian auto manufacturer copyrights
their designs?
With who?
What their coach builder, Pininfarina.
All right. So, Fiat?
Nope.
Alfa Romeo? No, that's a model. That's not a company. Lamborghini?
Nope. It is a sports car, though.
It's an Italian sports car. No.
It starts with an F, though.
I'm sorry?
It starts with an F.
Oh, Ferrari, of course.
Right, give yourself a bell.
Well, it's a very limp bell, I'm afraid.
What happened with an American manufacturer? They made a Ferrari clone and incensed Ferrari so much that they actually sued the company and they put them out of business.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, what U.S. president has the most streets named after them? And I can't verify that every street with this name is named after this person because it's a fairly common name.
Yeah.
So, but I'll just proceed on that. What U.S. president has the most streets named after them?
Harrison.
No, that's a good guess, but no, not Harrison. And second question, what is the most visited author's house in the world? What is the most visited author's home in the world?
Is it in the United States?
It is not in the United States.
Oh.
But it's a very well-known author, somebody you definitely know.
Yeah, is it Jane Austen's home?
That's good, but no, not Jane Austen. What is the most visited author's home in the world? And what U.S. president has the most streets named after them, with the same name at least? And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Welding in San Francisco.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good, thank you.
On Jerry's biopic, I have a couple maybe answers. Would one be, since we just had Amelia Earhart touchdown, would that be one of them?
No, these are musical biopics.
Oh, musical. I didn't
hear that. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, biopics about musicians of one kind and another.
Okay, well, then I'll listen for the answers.
Okay.
That's good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, David. And next call? Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Karen.
So first, a totally wild guess on biopics. Listomania.
No.
Oh, Ken Russell. Is that Ken Russell?
I didn't think it was.
That's pretty far out there, yeah.
So last week I called with a question about the first and last streets alphabetically in San Francisco.
Oh, that's right. And
you asked me to call back.
I didn't do any research on
it.
You'll be happy to know.
And I'll tell you, these are not streets that one would typically drive on. They're not arterials or major streets.
Right, 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 right. And the last street alphabetically does start with a Z.
Yes.
Is there one called Zulu by any weird...
No, at least not that I found.
Okay. What is it? Yeah. I remember Jerry driving me in his circuitous way between his house and the station, and we went through all these just tons of little tiny streets with these weird names, like Congo and all that.
Uh-huh. Well, there is a Congo, yeah.
Yeah. But
in my neighborhood.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. Obviously, the first street alphabetically starts with an A and the last starts with a Z, right?
You are correct.
Can I ask if these streets are named after people?
No, neither of them are named after people.
Are they named after a place?
One of them is.
Okay.
Zambia?
No. I should say it's named after...
There is an Alabama,
more
I know.
...more than a place.
Yeah, there's an Alabama.
There is an Alabama, and there's an Albion Street.
Arkansas, too.
The A is lower than either of those.
All right. It's not a double A by any chance, is it?
It's not. That would be good.
And the Z is... I know I'm playing 20 questions, but I have to go on something. The Z, it's not geographical.
It's not geographical.
It's not a person.
In the normal sense.
It's not a person, you said.
It's not a person. Neither of them are a person.
Okay. It is not geographical.
You say we wouldn't drive on these normally, but are there names that we would sort of know?
Probably not. Well, one you would say, oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
The other one I'd never heard of until reading about it in Gary Kinnear's column.
So is there anything historical about these streets?
Not particularly.
Right. Well,
we don't know.
We don't know. Tell you?
Yeah.
Can't even guess.
There is an A Street in Hunter's Point.
Oh. I was going to say that. You know?
In the shipyard.
Yeah. Okay.
Should have thought about that.
So not too far from Congo.
Right.
And there is a Zoo Drive in the zoo.
Oh,
very good.
Really, there's nothing after Z-O, huh?
Not according to Gary Kamiya, but I didn't check my San Francisco map to make sure
he's
totally right.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm sorry we didn't do any better on
it. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show, even though we're not doing too well tonight. Please give us a call if you'd like to join in with a question or answer. That number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that area code is 415, then 841-4134. Our panel tonight, just the two of us, so we have more time to take calls. Jerry Nachman, well-known Bay Area author, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello there.
Hi.
This is Chris from Sunnyvale.
Hi, Chris.
Couple of guesses.
Okay.
The most visited author's house.
Yes.
Is that by any chance the Anne Frank House?
It is indeed the Anne Frank House.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
of course. My first ever bill. I'm so thrilled.
There you go.
Good going. Good going.
Good job.
Yeah.
And it is one of the top biopics. I don't remember the title, but the one they made about Johnny Cash a couple years ago.
Oh, Walk the Line.
Yes.
Walk the Line, number one.
Very good.
Sweet.
You're on a roll.
Two bells.
You're on a roll.
I can retire.
Excellent.
Did the Glenn Miller story make it in there?
No.
Although that was a big moneymaker at the time.
Yeah.
But the more recent they are, the more money they make.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you guys have got me totally pumped. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. Call back again sometime.
Okay, I will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Pop you up.
And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. What? I got a kind of listomania myself tonight. What are the 10 futuristic films that scored the all-time highest rating on Rotten Tomatoes?
In other words, as the worst films.
Not the worst.
Oh, the highest rating. Oh, okay.
Yeah, highest rating.
All right.
Highest rating.
So give the whole thing once more, please.
What 10 futuristic films scored the all-time highest ratings, I should say, on Rotten Tomatoes? They did a ranking of the 100 best.
Oh, so they're all science fiction or futuristic,
and they all scored highest in the ratings. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Huh, science fiction or futuristic kind of films.
I'll give you two.
Planet of the Apes.
No, oddly enough, it's not here.
All right, and
one I'd never even heard of before.
Well, I'm not too surprised about that. You don't see too many futuristic films.
I don't see them, but I know about them.
All right. All right, I'm going to withhold my guess because I think this through.
Okay.
All right, once more, Jerry, just give them.
What are the top 10 futuristic films that scored the highest all-time... I'm sorry, let me read that again. What 10 futuristic films scored the all-time highest rating on Rotten Tomatoes' ranking of the 100 best?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is me.
It is you.
I'm Whitney from Bernal Heights.
Hi, Whitney.
So, hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
All right, so for that last question, so what we're talking about is the top 10 worst movies
No. Not worse.
That's what I thought, too, but it's not. Well, that's not the case.
They're not the worst ones. They're the 10 least worst, but they're still really bad.
No. They got the highest rating on Rotten Tomatoes, not the lowest.
Well, they're Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes scores. Oh, I see. You're thrown by the.
Yeah. So I'm not thrown, but it's.
They rate movies, but these did the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Star Troopers.
What was that again?
Star Troopers.
Star Troopers.
No.
Dune.
What was that?
Dune.
No.
All right. Well, that was a shot in the dark. All right. So there, in regards to the question about the Pininfarina Ferrari, he also designed a couple of automobiles in America. One was a Ford, and the other one I don't remember, but I think there were two. Does anybody know what those are?
Ford, huh?
Yeah.
Were they made for very many years?
Probably not, because he probably got in and got out, but I think probably a couple of seasons, maybe. Or maybe one version, I don't know.
Right. Ford. So it's probably the 60s or 70s, right?
Exactly, when he did his work, yeah.
Right. And obviously a sports car kind of thing.
Yeah, he was Pininfarina. All right, so you guys can think about that and the questions. And then for the ones about the music, the movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Ray Charles?
Well, that already got guessed. That was number three. Ray, oh, yeah.
Okay. What Ray. About Edith Piaf? Her...
Oh, that's
no,
a, that's
no,
bad.
No. It's, that was a
really?
Good movie, but small audience, movie. I think.
Tammy Wynette.
Who?
Tammy Wynette.
What was the name of it?
Oh,
movie?
Tammy Wynette.
I think it was called Stand By Your Man.
Right.
No, that's not it. That's a good movie.
But how about Coal Miner's Daughter?
Coal Miner's Daughter, yes, number four.
I wouldn't have gotten that without you.
Yeah, good one.
Right. Very good.
What about Al Jolson?
No, it's going back too far.
Jolson.
The Jolson story was a big hit, though.
Jolson, well, yeah, but it cost you a dollar
relative,
to come.
Yeah.
To today's economy and last.
Yeah,
right.
Anyway, great show, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see here. All right. What was the first year that the Soviet Union actually sent a full team to the Summer Olympics? What was the first year that the Soviet Union actually sent a full team to the Summer Olympics?
I have no idea.
All right. And what was the city that they sent it to?
I have no idea.
All right.
Moscow.
No. So once more, what was the first year that the Soviet Union sent a full Olympic team to the Summer Olympics? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, my name is Clayton Coots, and I'm from Berkeley.
Hi.
And I have some, so in terms of the biopics, I'm going pretty contemporary here, but what about 8 Mile?
Yeah, 8 Mile, right, number two.
Very good.
Number two, all right. And what about Notorious?
Yes, number eight.
Yes,
excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
And for the best sci-fi movies from Rotten Tomatoes, is Gattaca on there?
What's the name of it again?
Gattaca.
No.
And what about 2001 Space Odyssey?
No, it's not on here.
Oh, dang. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Oh, wow. Another Berkeley call. My name is Chandra.
Hi, Chandra.
And the street, the president that has the streets most named after him.
Yes.
Is it Kennedy?
It is not Kennedy, though. There are plenty of streets named after Kennedy, but no.
And the author with the house most visited, is it Anne Frank?
It is Anne Frank. Somebody got it a little before you, but you're right, of course.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
That's okay.
And I couldn't think of a question to stump you.
That's all right.
Great show. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye. And if you'd like to join us with a call, the number is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Your audience participation quiz program, 415-841-4134. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's the Frisco Dave.
Hello.
Hello. Musical biopics.
Yeah.
How about Amadeus?
Number six.
Good.
Three.
Very good.
And you also have fictional musical biopics.
Well, there's one that says here semi-fictional, but I think somebody got that. I don't know which one it is.
Well, I was going to guess, if you allow the fictional ones, probably one of the highest earning, Music Man.
No, I think it's not. It's one. No, I think they're all about real people. One was kind of a fictionalized version of a real person.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. How about present street names?
Yes.
Scott Street.
Say it again.
Scott.
No, not Scott.
Okay. Sci-fi pictures. Star Wars.
Star Wars, Jerry.
Star Wars. No. Oddly enough, very strange. No.
All right. Have a great evening.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That makes puts this list in grave doubt, it seems
it
to me.
It does,
but anyway.
Doesn't it? Oh, well. And
it was in People, so it's got to be right.
Okay. Well, I guess that's better than getting it off
the torn from a copy in my doctor's office.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that the way it works? Okay.
That's how I got a lot of my questions.
Oh, right.
Now that I've run out of placemats at the Mexican place.
Do they still have those? Oh, you just went through them all?
I went through them all.
Oh, all right.
Now they have ones about diseases, which I turned over.
Oh, okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarito.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. About the presidential street names?
Yes.
How about Washington and Lincoln?
Neither Washington nor Lincoln.
Oh, well, I don't know why that is. Okay, I have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're familiar with the great movie Sunset Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
starring Gloria Swanson as a has-been movie actress, and that kind of paralleled her own life. But there were other important actresses that were considered for the role. There were at least five. So can you tell me who they were?
I know they asked, I think they asked Mae West.
Yes, that's right.
And I think they asked, did they ask Mary Pickford too?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, Mae West wanted to write her own dialogue, so she wouldn't, and the Billy Wilder said no.
That would have been interesting.
And I think Mary Pickford was insulted that they even asked her. Who else would they have?
I didn't realize that she was kind of out and about. I thought she was kind of sequestered at that time.
No, I think she was doing... Mary Pickford?
Yes.
Yeah, no, she was still a businesswoman then, I think. Who else would they have asked? Not Crawford or anybody like that.
No, she was...
She was too young then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that was in The Merry Widow.
Janet McDonald?
No, not that Merry Widow, the earlier, the silent one. Oh, gosh.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, I think I do. But I'm sorry. Who else would they have asked? Can you give me a hint?
Well, two of these were huge stars. Well, all three were huge stars, really.
In the 20s?
One of them later, more 30-ish, I think.
Huh. Like Ruth Chatterton or somebody like that?
No, bigger names than that.
No, I'd just be guessing. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the younger one would be Norma Shearer.
Oh, all right.
And she apparently didn't like the idea. Pola Negri was considered...
All right.
I was going to say
that
her.
Makes sense.
But they said her Polish accent was so thick they couldn't understand what she was saying.
Right.
And the other one, interestingly enough, Greta Garbo.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, that's what...
She would never do
She
that.
Would never have done that, no.
Well, I just read something recently that apparently her leaving the movies was not entirely her own idea. So maybe she would have considered something. Maybe not this movie.
You never know.
I didn't realize that she'd built this mystique about that she quit on her own terms.
Right.
Good point. Yeah, and I think her last films didn't do that well, probably. So.
Well, no, they did okay, but they lost the European market, which is where she made most of her money.
That's what it was in connection with.
Right.
I realized. Yeah. The Soviet Union sending its first. Full team, I'm going to take a guess, 1952?
You're right, Helsinki, 1952.
How'd you know that?
I don't know how I knew that. I just guessed. Okay, well, thanks a lot then.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Your turn? I think it's your turn, Jerry.
Okay. Who is or was the highest-ranking office-holding Jewish politician in U.S. history, not in the presidential line of succession?
Well, so you can't include anybody in the cabinet then, because that's in the presidential line of succession.
Right.
And, I mean, Eric Cantor was the majority,
leader. That's the answer.
Right.
Very good, Dana.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask another.
He wanted to be the first Jewish Speaker of the House, which he probably would have been.
Right.
Not lost his election.
Okay, in a recent poll, half of the residents of which two states said that they would move out of the state if they could, and, part two, what residents of which three states were least interested in moving to another state?
All right, so once more.
Half of the residents in a poll of which two states said they would move out of the state if they could, and what residents of which three other states were least interested in moving to another state?
Okay. How about least interested Vermont?
No.
And most interested...
These are not states I would have guessed.
West Virginia?
No.
Not California?
No.
All right.
And I don't know why. In I can understand the least interested ones, but not the most. They make no sense at all to me. But
Florida, the least interested?
No.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bruce from Oakland.
Hi, Bruce.
On the biopics, how about the Benny Goodman story?
No, that's too far back.
Oh, okay.
He didn't make enough money. Yeah.
Oh, got a question for you. This may be too much of a softball, but on the old Steve Allen show, who are the two men on the street, the one who couldn't remember his name?
Don Knotts.
No, and the one who was nervous.
Well, that was Don Knotts.
Oh, the guy who... Tom Poston.
Yeah, right.
Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not to mention Louis Nye as the...
Gordon Hathaway.
As a dapper, somewhat fey character. The first first unmentioned gay character. How possibly on TV. Anyway, and who was the... And what the... Who was the other? There's one or two others.
Pat Harrington? No.
Poston, Knotts.
Louis Nye.
Louis Nye. Bill Dana.
Bill, all right.
Jose Jimenez,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. You know, the American Film Institute does these ad nauseum lists of...
Very dubious lists.
Well, it's dubious because it's skewed toward things that are... for recent memory rather than long-term memory.
Yeah.
But they did one on the 100 best songs ever performed in the movies. So according to the American Film Institute, of the 100 best songs performed in the movies, what I'm going to do is give you seven of the performers, and I want you to tell me the song.
Oh, that's easier. Okay.
So again, according to the American Film Institute, the 100 best songs performed in the movies, I'm going to give you seven of the performers, and I want you to tell me the song.
What do they mean by best? I'm sorry.
Just favorite songs, favorite songs.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me the song that they performed in the movie, okay? So here we go. Number one, Noel Harrison. That's Rex's son, in case you were wondering. Number two, Shirley Bassey. Number three, Donald O'Connor. Number four, Adriana Casalotti. Number five, Diane Keaton.
Keaton?
Yeah. Number six, James Basquiat. And number seven, Maurice Chevalier. So again, these are the performers. I want you to tell me what song it was they performed that made the list of the 100 best songs performed in the movies. And I'll give you one guess, Jerry.
Well, Chevalier could be either of two or three. I will say Thank Heaven for a Little Girl.
That's right.
Could he also, Mimi would also be up there.
It's not on that. Mimi is not on the list. Okay. There is one other that he's
and
involved
Donald
with.
Donald O'Connor.
No, that's just one, Jerry.
Oh, okay.
So we still have Noel Harrison, Shirley Bassey, Donald O'Connor, Adriana Casalotti, Diane Keaton, and James Basquiat, they all performed songs in the movies that made the American Film Institute list of the 100 best songs ever performed in films. So tell me the name of the song. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Okay, so this is Tyler in San Francisco. I think my guess for the futuristic film Blade Runner, I think, should be pretty high.
Blade Runner, Jerry.
No.
Okay. How about for the biopic, the Dylan film, I'm Not There?
No.
Okay, well then I do know some. How about the for the states that people want to leave from? Number one is Illinois. I think it's 60% or something. Very,
very good. How did you know that?
Very good.
Okay. I think the second is quite strange. I think it might be Connecticut, actually.
Yep, you must have looked this up.
I can't get the three. No, I didn't. But I think I might have read the same article. But I can't get the three where people don't want to leave. But I know the number one is very obvious. I think it's Hawaii.
No.
Oh, really? Hawaii.
Hawaii is number two.
Very good.
Yeah, Illinois and Connecticut. Why would anyone want to leave those states?
Well, they're not all beautiful, you know.
Well, okay.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's all I
got. Well, thank you very much. Sure. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi.
Well, I'm going to go for states that people don't want to leave. I'm going to go to the old standby, Utah.
No.
Oh, no, really? Wow.
Good guess, but no, that's probably fourth, yeah.
Okay. For the songs, I think I have two of them. Shirley Bassey's at Goldfinger.
That's correct.
Okay, and Donald O'Connor's got to be Make 'em Laugh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good.
Very
then,
good.
For the science fiction films, I thought it was a terrible movie, but what about E.T.?
What was the name of it?
E.T.
No, I agree with you. I didn't like it either. But no, it's not on this list.
I guess people's taste is better than I thought. Okay. All right. See you guys. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Yes and no, I think.
And if you'd like to join us here on Minds Over Matter with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Some possible answers. Did anyone guess, Jerry, for futuristic films, Terminator?
Terminator is tied for fourth.
Okay.
Very good.
And Blade Runner is not on the list. That's incredible.
Not on the top 10, no.
Okay. All right. How about presidential street names?
Yes.
Grant?
Not Grant.
May I guess another?
Sure.
How about Bush?
No.
Okay. And let's see, states that people want to leave. I hope it's New Jersey. It probably isn't. But
No, it isn't. The two were guests are Illinois and Connecticut.
Okay. Those are the states that people do want to leave. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And, Jerry, I believe it's your turn.
Wow. Comes up fast, doesn't it? Which chain restaurant pays the highest hourly minimum wage? It's mainly, I think, a New York franchise, but it's starting to go national, I believe.
New York.
$10.50 an hour.
New York. Huh. Are there any out here that you know of?
I don't know of any. There may be one in L.A. I don't think there's none up here, I don't think. I hope there will be one there. It's very good, actually.
Sonic?
No, I don't know. What's Sonic?
Burgers? Oh, it's like a burger place.
I don't know Sonic, no.
Is it a pizza place?
No.
All right. Huh. Okay. Once more. Could you read that?
Okay, what chain restaurant pays the highest hourly minimum wage? $10.50. It's mainly, I think, a New York franchise, but I believe it's starting to go national. Mm-hmm. I think there may be one in L.A.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, my name is Rob in the Inner Richmond.
Hi, Rob.
I have a couple of guesses for the street name. Is it Jackson Street?
It is not.
All right, and for the movies, is Brazil on the list?
Of music?
No, a futuristic film.
Oh, yeah, Brazil. I'm sorry. No, it is not.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, it's the top 10, so it's probably the next 10.
This is from People magazine, you know.
Okay.
No. Well, they reported it, but it's Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
With the website. So that's pretty reliable.
Okay, and for the states that people don't want to leave, are California or Texas on it?
No.
Huh. All right. And
who would ever want to leave California?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I had.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ruhama.
Hi, Ruhama.
Is the presidential street name Adams?
It is not.
Is it Jefferson?
It is not.
Okay.
Wow.
The biopics, musical biopics.
Yeah.
How about Lady Sings the Blues?
No, that's a well-known movie, but it's not in the top 10.
Somebody else got it first.
No, nobody got that.
Okay, futuristic movies. Matrix?
The Matrix?
No.
Men in Black?
No.
Oh, how about that? And there's one, I can't think of the title, but it's the one where they have the psychics in the pool, the hot tub or whatever it is.
Dana would know that probably.
The psychics in the hot tub.
Yeah, the crime thing.
No.
Many of these
are classics, not all of them.
Oh,
they're like classic futuristic films.
Well, I said, yeah.
And they're futuristic. They're not just sci-fi. So it's not like stuff like War of the Worlds.
It's stuff like that.
Are you thinking of the Inception or is that?
Yes, I was thinking of Inception. But now he's saying classics, so I'm thinking
well,
not
some,
War of the Worlds.
Wait.
Inception.
Some are classic, not necessarily.
Okay. Inception. And
no.
When Worlds Collide?
No.
Gosh.
I'm disappointing a lot of people out there. No.
That's like a crazy list. Okay.
Well, I actually know several of them, so.
Okay, so they're not totally obscure. And then the songs, I had Goldfinger, but also, did you say there were two Chevalier songs? Is another one Gigi?
Yes, on the general list of the 100 songs, the one I picked out was the only one that he had solo, which is Thank Heaven for Little Girls, but Isn't It Romantic is also on the list.
Okay, and I was thinking of Gigi, which is not the same.
But he didn't sing that, though.
Louis Jordan
sang that.
People do think he sang that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I strike out. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you,
though.
Well,
bye-bye.
You did it with style.
And we're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry, why don't you go
what
first?
What 10 futuristic and or sci-fi films scored the summer classics, scored the all-time highest rating on Rotten Tomatoes ranking of the 100 best? What were the 10 highest earning musical biopics of all times? We have...
why don't you say what the ones we have so
okay,
far.
We have I Walk the Line in order. 8 Mile, Ray, Coal Miner's Daughter, Amadeus, and Notorious.
All right. And...
I think I have one more.
Okay.
Oh, I'm looking for the three states that a poll showed residents were least interested in leaving to move to another state. We have Hawaii was number 2. Looking for 2 more.
All right. And what U.S. president has the most streets named after them? What U.S. president has the most streets named after them in the U.S.? And according to the American Film Institute, they did a list of, popularity-wise, of the 100 best songs performed in the movies. So what I did is I gave you the names of actors or actresses or singers or who performed these songs in the movies, and I wanted you to tell me what the song was, okay? So the ones we have left are Noel Harrison, Adriana Casalotti, Diane Keaton, and James Basquiat. What song did they perform in the movies that made the American Film Institute list of the 100 best songs? Now, I'm going to add something since it's my turn to do a question. I'll add something onto that list. What two singers appeared on this list the most often, 5 times each? So, of the list of the American Film Institute, 100 best songs performed in the movies, what two singers appeared on this list the most often? I'll give you one guess, Jerry.
Wow. Well, I'll say Shirley Bassey.
No. So, once more, of the American Film Institute list of the 100 best songs performed in the movies, what two singers who perform songs on that list appeared on the list the most often, 5 times each?
Gee, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
The biopics, there was a movie called Sweet Dreams.
Oh, that's a Patsy Cline.
No, that's not on the list.
What about La Bamba?
La Bamba number 5.
There you go.
Very good.
Buddy Holly story?
Nope.
The films of this weird Rotten Tomato thing? is the Creature from the Black Lagoon on there?
It is not.
Okay. On the songs.
Yes.
Is Donald O'Connor for Be a Clown?
No. Somebody got that. It's Make Him Laugh.
Oh, well, I've got the wrong.
But it's the same tune.
It's the same tune, almost exactly. It's very weird. And neither composer sued the other.
No, they kind of. Cole Porter was very, very gracious about it. He didn't want to make a fuss.
Yeah.
Diane Keaton seems like old times.
That's right, from Annie Hall. Yes.
I couldn't remember that. Good. I remember the scene, but I couldn't remember the name.
Right. Boy, I sure remember her singing that. It was lovely. Singers, Doris Day.
For what?
I see. The ones that appeared on the list the most often. No, not Doris Day.
Okay, and then I've got either Bing Crosby or Judy Garland.
Judy Garland is one. List on the list 5 times.
Well, 3 bells. I am repaired from last week.
All right.
You're whole again.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Thomas. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, Cole?
John in San Francisco.
Hi, John.
Just the futuristic movies. First guess is Forbidden Planet.
No.
You're too classic for the list, John.
Uh-oh. Second guess is Firefly.
No.
Third guess is Star Trek The Wrath of Khan.
No.
Oh, my God.
No Star, right, no Star Trek, oddly enough.
Your taste is too good for the list, John.
All right.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, we can't hear you. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
So I'm going to guess Alien or Aliens, probably.
Alien or Aliens? Sir?
No.
Oh, that's surprising.
Stunning. And for the East Coast chain, White Castle?
No, that's a good guess.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
I wish the heck they were out here.
White Castle?
They've never come further west than the Midwest.
I want to say that at one time they had a couple of stores out here, but maybe they didn't. No,
I don't ever remember.
All right. Yeah, that's more of a Midwest chain than an East Coast
chain.
They
started there. Well, it's big in... Oh, no, it's big in New York. And
is it? Okay.
The East, yeah.
You like those sliders, huh?
I love them. Yeah, they were the original sliders. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And next call.
Their motto is, it's what you crave.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, this is Jack in San Mateo.
Hi, Jack.
I'd like to try answering a couple. First, the musical biopic ones.
Yeah.
I have a couple of them. One would be possibly Amadeus, and the other one would be All That Jazz.
Well, Amadeus is correct. It was already gotten, but you get a bell for it, too.
And
not All That Jazz.
And the science fiction futuristic movies. Mm-hmm. Would Stargate be on that list?
It would not. I'm very sorry.
And the last one is the automobile question about the coach builder, Pininfarina.
Mm-hmm.
In 1957 through 60, Cadillac had a specially built Pininfarina body for the Cadillac Fleetwood Brougham, was called.
Okay.
It was all aluminum. And in the 1990s or late 80s, Cadillac again did this with the car called the Elante, which was... Mm-hmm. And the Ford product was most likely the Di Tommaso Pantera, which was sold through Mercury dealers.
All right. I kind of remember that. Great job.
So that's all I got for now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi. So Rotten Tomatoes, is that Into Darkness?
What is that?
Is it Into Darkness?
Oh, the vampire movie.
No.
It's a Star Trek movie.
Oh, okay.
No, that is not on here.
It's not on there. Okay. The states people least interested in leaving, would they be Alaska?
Alaska, Jerry, for states people are least interested in leaving.
Oh, I can't hear you. No.
No?
Nope.
Can I guess Arizona?
No.
No. Okay, one last guess on President Streets would be Kennedy?
No.
May I guess one more time? I heard you say Kennedy before. I'm sorry. That was on my cross talk.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Washington.
Not Washington either.
Okay. Oh. That's all I got. Thanks.
All right.
Somebody's hurt.
Don't take it too hard. All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. All right. What was the only children's TV show to be on all four major networks? And I'm not counting PBS on this. It's not. Yeah. It wasn't PBS.
Mr. Rogers.
No, that's PBS. So it's these are ABC, NBC, CBS, and DuMont.
So, well, it has to be either Howdy Doody or Kukla Fran and Ollie.
No, neither one. What was the only children's TV show to be on all four major networks?
Time for Beanie.
No.
Okay. I'm all out of children's shows.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I'm Mike from Berkeley here.
Hi, Mike.
I got a few for you.
All right.
So the fast food chain Blimpies?
Blimpies, is that
No. Good guess, no.
All righty. One of the sci-fi movies, Back to the Future?
That makes sense.
It does indeed, but it is not on my list.
All right.
biopic, jazz singer?
No.
Wow, I'm striking out here.
Oh, don't feel too bad.
Yeah.
We all do it.
We all do it, yeah.
Okay, Presidential Street, Taylor?
Not Taylor.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Well, I'm gonna retire. defeated,
all right, don't
thanks, guys.
Don't retire permanently.
Put all your behind, yeah.
Bye
bye. Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, it's Frank from Mountain View.
Hi, Frank.
So biopic? How about the Buddy Holly story?
No, it's a big movie, but it's not in the top 10.
Okay, for sci-fi, how about The Man Who Fell to Earth or Solaris?
Those are good movies, but they're
good movies. That,
they're not
heartless to make.
Yeah.
And for the female singer, how about Judy Garland?
Judy Garland was one of them. Yes, you did get that. And again, the question was: what two singers appear on the list of the American Film Institute 100 best songs performed in the movies most often? And Judy Garland was one.
And how about for the state that people don't want to leave, Idaho?
No.
Oh, okay, that's all I've got.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We do enjoy bringing it to you. The number to join us here with a question or answer is 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Kate in Oakland.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. So for the children's show, would that be Captain Kangaroo?
Not Captain Kangaroo.
Excellent guess.
It is an excellent guess, but no. Not Romper Room either.
Okay. And then I wasn't listening for a while, and you didn't recap, but is 2001 on the list of...
No, it is not.
It is not.
Oh, wow.
No.
Okay. I also have a biopic guess. Funny Girl?
Funny Girl, Jerry, for the biopic.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. And how about Rhode Island for states people don't want to leave?
No.
Struck out. All right, thank you.
Well, thank you. And, Jerry, do you have something quick you can throw in?
Okay, well, I may have to recuse you from this. What do these actors have in common? Will Ferrell, Christian Bale, Victor Garber, and Ted Neely. What do these actors have in common? Will Ferrell, Christian Bale, Victor Garber, and Ted Neely. You know it, I'm sure, right?
I might not know it except for Ted Neely, who basically had one famous part.
Don't give it away yet.
So, all right.
I'll let you guess at the end.
Okay.
I figured you had to know that.
Right.
I didn't know anything about this.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
This is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
So, for the movie, sci-fi movie?
Yeah.
What about Close Encounters?
No.
Huh. I don't understand this list either.
And the biopics for the musical people.
What was
about,
that?
The biopics for musical artists.
Right. Go ahead.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Number 7.
Very good.
Okay. Very good. Excellent.
And Noel Harrison.
Yes.
The Windmills of Your Mind.
That's right. The Windmills of Your Mind.
Oh, he sang that.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Good job.
Very good.
Yep. All right. Later.
All right. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Good.
Just very much a quick question, which the word Armageddon in the Bible come from the Battle of Megiddo. And so this battle was between one of the Egyptian pharaohs, Thutmose III, and the Shadrach, I assume what later on be called Hebrew. And he won. But also it is the same place where the battle between David and Goliath took place, and also the same place was the battle between the Mongols and the Egyptians in 1260.
Wasn't that in the Gaza? Didn't David and Goliath, wasn't that in the Gaza Strip?
It is the Gaza Strip. Right. And I do like to bring it today for the terrible, awful thing that's happening at Gaza today. Terrible thing. It could be San Francisco. It could be Berkeley.
All right.
But yes, Gaza Strip.
Very
thank
good,
you,
thank you.
Let's pray for all of these dead people. Please all do, no matter what religion you have. Thank
correct.
You.
Thank
right.
you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Was it known as the Gaza Strip?
No, I think it was just
that's
Gaza.
That's a modern term.
Just Gaza.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And next call.
Goliath Way.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Peter in San Francisco.
Hi, Peter.
The most often singer? Not
The one that appears most on the list, you
exactly.
mean?
Exactly.
Right.
Is it Barbara Streisand?
It is not. She is third or fourth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, and my other answer is Adriana Casalotti is the voice of Snow White.
You're right.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Someday my prince will come.
Very good. I'm glad you got that. Yes.
Good one.
Someday
good.
My prince will come, Adriana Casalotti.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Did she
good job.
Pass away a few years ago?
I think she did. Yeah. The
voice of Pinocchio just died.
Yeah, just died. Yeah.
Dickie Jones.
Yes. Yes, I remember him in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and a bunch of other films
you do,
like that.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. He plays the Senate page.
Well, Pinocchio is my favorite cartoon of all time.
Is it? Is that, I think that's one of the best Disney
well, it's
cartoons.
Got great songs. That's one of them, yeah.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick.
In San Francisco. Just answering a question about the presidential streets.
Yes.
Was it Wilson?
It was Wilson. Very good. Or it is Wilson, I should say.
Street anywhere.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, yeah, this takes in the whole country.
I know,
so.
But I've been around a little bit.
There are a lot of Wilson streets. But again, I cannot verify that every street named Wilson is named after Woodrow Wilson. But Wilson is the most common name.
I never ever seen Wilson Street.
Oh. Yeah, well, try starting in Europe first and working back west.
That's true.
Okay, I'll do that.
Good
thank
job.
You.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, Wilson is the what U.S. president has the most streets named after them, and that is Woodrow Wilson. So,
well, another thing is he wasn't that popular president.
Oh, he was very popular at the time. I mean, while he was president until after the end of World War One. But
well, he was controversial, wasn't he?
Because of the League of Nations, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
And I'll take a stab at this difficult sci-fi movie question.
Okay, yeah, it's very stumper.
The Day the Earth Stood Still, 1951.
Bingo, number 6.
Oh, very good.
Excellent.
Klaatu Barada Nikto.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That's what what you said to the robot to get him to.
Oh. Could you give us that again?
Patricia Neal had to.
Klaatu Barada Nikto.
It took her a long time to spit it out.
Yes.
Okay, so far we've only got two, The Terminator and The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Okay. And musical biopics, The Doors?
No.
Okay. So a quick question. In the early 18th century, where was the only place in the English-speaking world where you could legally attend Roman Catholic Mass?
Oh, that's interesting.
The only place where?
In the 18th century.
English-speaking world?
In the English-speaking world.
Where you could legally attend Roman Catholic Mass.
So does that takes in the colonies at the time?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, wouldn't it be the colonies?
Well, I mean, the...
Freedom of religion.
You couldn't do it in Ireland, huh?
Yeah. Apparently not. I don't know. Maybe Ireland is not considered the English-speaking world by this, where I got this question.
All right. How about Australia?
No.
Is it any place in the Americas?
Yes.
Ooh. Well, like British Honduras, maybe, or something like that?
No.
Are you looking for a country or a city or?
Well, it's probably one city in particular, but a larger regional area.
Oh, so like Quebec or Montreal?
No.
All right, you better give it to me then.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, because of the religious freedom there.
Right.
Right. Very good. Thank you. That's a good question.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Got a couple minutes left. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Dan in Palo Alto.
Hi.
Is Jerry's food chain Shake Shack?
Shake Shack, Jerry.
Shake Shack it is.
Very good.
How'd you know that?
Oh, we were in New York a year ago. And lines in front of them.
My favorite burger place. Aren't they great?
Well, we didn't. The line was too busy.
Oh, you didn't go. It's worth waiting in line, I have to say.
Dana, is the children's show Captain Video?
It is not, but it is definitely something of the same vintage.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I give up. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's the 50s, right?
Yeah, it is 50s. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, I'm David from Oakland.
Hi, David.
And I'm going to take a shot at the sci-fi list.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about this recent film, Gravity, by Alfonso Cuarón?
No, I think it's more recent than this list. It's not on it in any case.
Well, I had another guess. And could you mention classic also? What about really old film, Metropolis, by Fritz Lang?
No.
Nope.
Wow.
Doesn't go back that far, no.
Is the musical bio list, is that list all
No,
done?
we got the last two nobody's got.
Okay, well, so there was a recent biopic about John Lennon called Nowhere Boy.
No, that's not
nope.
it.
All right, and then I'll try for the children's show. How about Bozo the Clown?
Not Bozo the Clown.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Right, well, thank you, though.
Thanks very much.
All right. Time to clean up here, Jerry. What do we got?
Okay, the biggest ever biopics, Walk the Line, 8 Mile, Ray, Coal Miner's Daughter, musical biopics, mm-hmm. La Bamba, Amadeus, What's Love Got to Do with It, Notorious, and the two nobody got was Shine and Selena.
All right.
And the...
Very quickly.
Yeah, the biggest sci-fi futuristic films in order, Doctor Strangelove, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Wall-E, Dawn of the Dead, The Terminator, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Children of Men, tied with Failsafe, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, tied with The Road Warrior.
All right. And what was the only children's TV show to be on all four major networks? Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. I guess Jerry didn't watch that often enough. And James Basquiat sang Zippity-Doo-Dah. And the two singers that appeared on the list of the AFI 100 Best Songs performed in the movies most often, Judy Garland and Gene Kelly.
But the two states that people don't want to leave, three states, Montana, Hawaii, and Maine.
Okay. If we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman and myself, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Kevin Vance and Steve Wilcott for hounding the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week. Please join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that.